You are listening to the Senior Agent Podcast. This podcast is for insurance agents that are helping America's seniors with their financial choices. Here is your host, Christopher Westfall.
Happy Monday to you. Monday is my favorite day of the week. Why is that? Because all the bad and all the good from last week is over. And you get to start with a completely new slate. And my grandmother used to sing to us the song every day called "This Is the Day." And in that song, it would say, "This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." And if you start every day, I thought about that this morning. If you start every day with, and this is what I found, my personal experience, "I will rejoice and be glad in it." I mean, if you just make the affirmation that you are going to be glad in whatever the day is going to bring, then you literally arm yourself. You put on the armor that no matter what happens and what arrows are coming at you, you're going to be able to fend them off and they're just going to bounce off. And I always look for on Monday mornings, like, what is going to be the challenge? Like, what is going to be the challenge of the day? What's going to happen? What's going to test me today? And it never fails. It does come and happen. But oftentimes in the office, we'll just laugh about, well, there it is. That's the first test of the day, you know. And we've gotten into this thing in the office, which is really fun, of that old saying of, how do you eat a frog? Well, why do you eat a frog first thing in the morning? And the reason why you would, if you have to eat a frog, why do you eat it first thing in the morning? Because really, that's the worst possible thing that can happen to you all day. From then on, it's only going to be better and better and better throughout your day. So we've had some challenges over the last couple weeks, like any business does, where we have some challenging things that we have to do that day, and not very pleasant things sometimes when you have to part company with some folks. But what I've found is, and it's so true, if you can do that first thing in the morning, if you can eat your frog first thing in the morning, and by that I mean take that most challenging step, make that confrontation that is not comfortable yet very necessary to the ongoing performance of your business, and accept that challenge and do that thing, that worst thing that you hate doing the most and you would rather put off until next year. You'd rather just not do it at all. But I found that it is so healthy to take that first step, first thing in the morning, get that thing over with and out of your to-do list, and you feel so much better, so you can be thankful and just really appreciate all the good things that are going on the rest of the day. We had a similar situation last week where, you know, had to come in and had to eat our frog. We looked at all the numbers. We looked at everything, all the performance of things that have been done, and we had to make a challenging execution of a decision. And then after that, we pulled everybody together in the conference room and told everybody, hey, you know, we went a different direction on a certain project because it was the best thing to do for the business. But I just want to let everybody know where you stand. You know, everything is safe. Everything is good. We're still moving forward. And it's all true. Just to let everybody know that because we all have to go through a challenging thing as a business and as a small team, we still need to come together, because you don't want there to be any air of uncertainty or people go, oh my gosh, when we made this change, how bad is that going to be for the company? What does this affect me? And is my job safe and all that kind of thing? So what I found is that if there's anything that looks like it could be with lack of communication interpreted as a negative thing in the business, it's really good to get out in front of that first and let everybody know exactly what that's going to do to the overall business. And it can make us a lean, mean fighting machine. But you know, going back to what my grandmother used to sing to us, that song about "This Is the Day," that just came into my mind this morning. I could hear her walking around the kitchen, banging things around and cooking for all the grand things like she used to do. We used to go spend summers up in Northwest Arkansas with my grandparents, and she would just walk around the kitchen singing "This Is the Day." But the part that has stuck with me over the years, and you don't realize it until you're, you know, 47 years old, is the part that made it so important to me, which was the part where she said, "I will rejoice and be glad in it." And it's telling yourself what you're going to do. Before you have a chance to react, you're already prescribing what your behavior is going to be. And I think that is just so key looking back on it. Just thinking, saying it over and over and again, that I will rejoice. I'm going to be happy despite it. I'm going to be happy through it. I'm going to be happy no matter what happens in my day. And I will be glad in the outcome. I think that's had a real big impact on my life looking back. All the challenges that we've been through, the childhood, the law enforcement days, seeing people and humanity at their absolute worst, you know, just every possible horrible human tragedy that you can imagine being there on the scene of. And the next day you got to get up, put the suit back on, and go out there and fight it again. And now, as a business owner responsible for thousands of agents and thousands of clients, I think it's so key, I think it's so key, too, that everything that has prepped you in life, all the challenges that you've been through in life, no matter where you've been, if you think about the perspective of it has prepared you for a time as this, just for a time just as this, all the setbacks, all the frustration, all the depression, the disappointments, all the horrible things that were done to you, that were done in your name, that you were accused of, all the things that were challenges that you thought were going to be the end of all of you, like your professional career is completely dead, your personal life is completely over. For such a time as this, are those things going to come together if you choose to accept the mission going forward? And those things are going to be the very armor that you can now put on and say, I've weathered that storm. I came through it. I'm capable of doing so much more because I came through those things. I survived those things. And as a result of it, I'm a stronger warrior to go on and take more for the kingdom. And I know that you can do that because I'm personal experience in doing that. And no matter where you've come from, I'm telling you, there's so much more in front of you. It doesn't matter what your age is. It doesn't matter what your background is, what your sex is, what your age is, what your race is. It does not matter. I've seen so many great, exciting success stories in this business and in every other from people who have decided to accept their past and move on in spite of their past, but using that as the crutch, using that as the armor, the energy that they have going forward, because they have it like a chip on their shoulder, like, oh, really? You think I can never amount to anything? You've been told by somebody in your past, oh, you're never going to be anything in life. Because of your family history and because of your dad was an alcoholic and you were molested as a kid and all these things happened to you, you're never going to be anything more than just a poor old sap, and it's going to be real sad that you're going to be living off the system your whole life. I know many, many, many people who were told that their whole lives. Their family may have experienced that in all other aspects, but you have an opportunity to do one thing that when God created Adam and Eve, he wanted one thing from these creations that he made. What was it? He wanted a true relationship because they were the only ones of all of creation that were going to be able to make their own decision themselves. The freedom of choice. That's the only thing granted to humans that are different than every other species out there. We have the ability to choose. And despite all the things that we've been through, you know, the Bible says it rains on the just and the unjust just as much as everything else. So we all go through the same storms. We all go through the same government administrations. We all go through the same setbacks in life. The only difference and the only thing that sets us apart is our ability to choose our path going forward in spite of that. And I think that's just so awesome to see every success story that you've ever seen, every business success, every human success, every Olympic athlete that's come from tragedy to win. I mean, you look at Dr. Ben Carson and the things that he went through. He could have been sent away to prison for his whole life, but his life got changed in an instant, and he fought for something more. I mean, you look at Colin Powell, who went on to be the Secretary of State, and he was such an awesome, effective leader in general, and all the tragedy that he went through as a youngster. And so many people have had that same story. What's the common denominator? I think it's so fascinating. They've just made a decision. At some point in life, they made a decision that said, you know what? Everybody else has prescribed for me that way. But no, I'm not going to do that. I choose to make my life different than what everybody expects of me because of my past. So I choose to start every day with whatever it is that I'm most thankful for. Today, on this awesome Monday, because Monday's always my favorite day just because we can get so much done, everything's fresh, we come into the office and there's a smell of coffee and everybody's excited to tell about what happened on their weekend. We get a Monday morning meeting all together. But today, of all Mondays, is the first Monday that I've got a new title, and I'm very excited about my new title. Some might think I'm too young for this new title, but I think that I'm well-equipped based on everything in life now for just such a time as this. So this morning, my new title that was granted upon me yesterday is Grandpa. My son, CJ Westfall, who's also in the insurance business, has given me my first grandson, and I think it's, you know, when I look at when he first told me, like, hey, Dad, you're going to be a grandfather, I was freaked out. Like, what? You're so young. You can't do this. You're only 23 years old. And then he's like, Dad, you were 23 when you had me. I'm like, oh, well, that's true, but things were different then. Well, no, they really weren't. I was 23 when I had him, and he turned out okay. And now he's 23, and he just had little Jackson Lee, J-A-X-S-O-N, because he's loves the Jacksonville Jaguars, and I grew up in Jacksonville, and he has to be unique. So Jackson Lee Westfall was born yesterday, 7 pounds, 3 ounces, if I got that right. And we were there to see him right after he was born, and what a perfect little bundle of joy this little baby was. And I can't wait to see him again. And of course, my wife is far too young to be a grandmother. She's going by the Italian name of Nonna, N-O-N-N-A, because it's not granny or grandma, or all those names are probably taken. But we are very excited to have our first ever babysitting session with our grandson at some point, sooner rather than later, I hope. But he is so perfect yesterday. We saw him in the window of the nursery area where my son CJ was holding him, and he was just, for the first time, he opened his eyes, and he was looking around the room, and then he fixated on my son's face, and what an awesome sight that was. He just looked right in his eyes, and he grabbed a hold of his thumb and was just squeezing him really hard, and he wasn't crying at all. He was just at perfect peace, which was so neat. So as we start this Monday, another exciting Monday in the busiest season of the year, the Medicare season, which for us has been an average month and an average AEP. It hasn't been anything like barnstorming, knocking the doors off, which is fine. We tried to staff up as much as we could to accommodate what's happening in the business, and I think we're at the perfect level. We've got a great, great team here, and in the future coming months, I hope to show more of what we do behind the scenes to our members and agents that we work with, just in the hopes that it can help somebody else. If nothing more, even if not technical or mechanical, it can help by encouraging other people of what it can be like to have a team that gets along, that has fun together, and is very effective at what we do. And then hopefully we can share ideas as a community on what you found that works great in your business. So I look forward to having many more agents this coming year, probably after AEP, coming through our business and seeing what we do and how we do it, and sharing some things that behind the scenes of what we do. But this Monday is especially exciting because of the grandpa status, and I'll wear that with like a badge of honor. Very excited. And you know, back in the law enforcement days, we were often very surprised when otherwise seemingly incompetent people were promoted for whatever reason beyond their level of competency. And you know what I mean, if you're working in any office environment, certainly any government job, you may have seen somebody promoted to a different position based on who they knew, or the relationships that they had, or nepotism, or whatever reason it was. But we would look at these people and go, wow, they can barely function at the level of skill that they're at in their current position. How in the world are they going to function at the level of, you know, captain in front of a whole bunch of people when they can barely function as a lieutenant, which they were given ceremoniously after they could barely function as sergeant? But what I was surprised to see in so many cases, and why this ties into family, I was surprised to see how many people do what they call rise to the occasion. You know, you're promoted beyond your capability, but yet, because there's so much of an expectation, because the responsibility is so great, these people would, in often many cases, surprise all the subordinates by buckling down, learning the policies and procedures, taking responsibility for their new role, and really being serious, maybe for the first time, about their new role in their new promotion. And I think similarly, as parents, sometimes this is thrust upon us, and I remember it at a young age when we had my son CJ. I was like, I have no experience at all being a parent. I only saw one parent do both jobs, and she was working multiple jobs trying to support us doing the multiple jobs of the parent role. So I had no reference point to be a father at all, not even a clue, never even saw one. And so it's with that perspective that I look at being a grandfather now, and my son now in the role of being a father, and how much I could see my son loving his baby Jackson yesterday. It's just really cool. It's really neat to see how when people are promoted, for whatever reason they're promoted to a position, how it's so great to see them just step up and assume the role and do the best job that they can, and take life seriously, take their new role seriously, and as a result do a great job where other people might not have given them credit to be able to do so. So with lots of love and lots of support, I look forward to being a grandpa, and I'm very excited. And today is going to be a wonderful Monday. Can't wait to see the team. And the hospital where little Jackson is about 5 minutes away from the office, which is really freaking cool. So look forward to seeing him hopefully today as he's resting with his mom. And had a great delivery and everything went just perfect. So I hope you all, wherever you are, have a very successful day in your business. I hope you're encouraged. I hope you've decided to start today with the attitude of what is it in the world that you're grateful for, because there's no other way to start the day than by affirmatively saying what you're thankful for and making the choice that this is the day and I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. So with that, I hope you have a wonderful Monday. We'll talk to all of y'all soon. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Senior Agent Podcast. For more information and other episodes, visit senioragentpodcast.com.